Parsha Sa'asa. We have over here one of the, besides the many parshas of the Eagle, the Chet Eagle, and the Kapara, and so on, other Yanim, we have one of the most sasam dika parshas in the Torah, one of the most veiled Yanim, and because it's a Chelik Torah, we need to get some sense of it, some understanding. We have the back and forth between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mavik al Tuvi Lefanov. He asked him, Harinos Kvedech, I'm sorry. So there's a back and forth dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to try to understand a little bit. Again, it's something that has to have some darg of Havana, evil of Yerkenu. It's a passionate Torah, we have a chiv to learn it. But try to understand a little bit in our sense of things. A lot of what I'm saying, a lot of Nekudas are from Reb Tzadik, he has it, and he has a kuntris in Shmira Shabbos, it's called the Breishis, and Pre Tzadik, there's Zion. So I'm taking out a lot of Nekudas of his, but putting it in different words. Moshe Rabbeinu asks for Har'eninos Kvoidecha, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him what seems to be agreeing to him. Vayoyim, he says, Ani avi kol tuvi al panecha, v'korasi b'shem Hashem lefanecha, v'chanoise sha'ochem recham te sha'arachi. So, the l'chura, again, the passage of the words is that he's telling him, okay, I will do something for you. Then he says, Vayoyim, lo yituchal liris esponai, ki l'yani odom v'choy. So, the... If he meant to say, if the pshat is, I can't agree to what you're asking, but I can give you something else, the order should be reversed. And then he should have said, but you know what? Why is it, if there's some sort of agreement, and then there's no agreement. And then he says, what yes is wrong. He asked for Eini, and he said, Ani avikol tuvi. Now, it says, Vayim Hashem, hini mokamiti v'nitzavta alatzur, v'hoye bavor kvoidi, so here's a place where you can stand on the rock, v'hoye bavor kvoidi, as I'm going through, as I'm passing through, v'samticho b'nikras hatzur, I'm going to put you into a hole over there, v'sakosi kapelechad avri, and I'm going to put my hand on it until I pass by. And I'll take off my hand, you can see a chorei. So, I mean, kaviyochel, again, there's some dargim pshat that has some meaning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can see a chorei and not ponai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, okay, you can see a chorei, not ponai. He says, well, wait inside the tzur. I'm going to keep it very, very, very close until I pass by. And then when I pass by, I'll take off my hand and show it to you. So what do you need the whole ceremony for? He wants to see Kvedai. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not maskim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're going to be in the Nikras Atzur, and it's going to be closed, and I'll go by. So what's the point of being there? It's like if, okay, you can't see this, so you'll have to, lock the doors, pull the shutters, and so on, and I'll go by. So what's the point of going by? And then he says, and then I'll take off my hand, and you'll see a sachoyrei. So, and it says, show him kesher shel tefillin. So let him show him kesher shel tefillin. If that's what a human being can be masig, show kesher shel tefillin, that's that. That's on the level of a certain dag of pshat, that it's very hard to understand what it is that he wanted over here. It says also that, Chazal emphasized that if there would have been even a needle hole worth of space, that he couldn't have lived, and it had to be completely sasim. So it only serves to sort of emphasize this the problem over here. The Gemara brings that Menashe was debated with Yeshaya the validity of his nevuah, and he told him that he's not bikaris. He told him Moshe Rabbeinu said Layanu v'choy, and you said Va'eres Hashem Yosef al Kisei Ram v'Nisa. Shnas Mois HaMalchus Yov, and Varsim, Yerzach Yisroam Nisa. So he asked them to steer, you see Kula to steer. So the Gemara answers, Kanvas Paklaya Mira, Kanvas Paklaya Sheinim Mira. So the posh understanding is, Moshe Rabbeinu was a very high madrega, and that's called Aspaklaya HaMeira. The other ones were not in a high madrega. The mashal given is as if the glass has some imperfection to it, dirt on it, or some sort of imperfection, the glass itself. And therefore, that's called Aspaklaya She'einah Me'ira. It's a lower darga. And that's why all... Now, but Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu, all Nevi'im are Menabe in the Lashon of Koy, Koy Amar Hashem, which is an approximation. It sort of describes a situation of unclarity. Like Kichatzoi is the same thing. So Koy Amar Hashem describes a lower Madrega, and that's in line with Aspaklaya She'einah Me'ira. Fine. Moshe Rabbeinu is menabe with Zeh HaDover, that Zeh HaDover means it is clear, this is it, it's exactly, it's as if we were to say Bichatzoi, so it's exactly Zeh HaDover, you know, Zeh Kelev Anveyu, it's very precise, Zeh is the word precision. And but Chazal say Moshe is menabe both with Zeh and with Koy. Now, that's strange. If Koy is simply an imperfection, then what's the pshat? Like I would say somebody, this person always strikes out when he bats. This person many times hits home run, and he also strikes out. What does that mean, and also? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu goes with Zeh, which is, so it could be that there are times and occasions when Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the Spakai Mir. That is possible. But it's not there's no mile in it. So Chazal should say Moshe Rabbeinu is menabe with Zeh HaDover. That's unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine, that I understand. But to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu is Zeh and Koy, it's almost as if there's some sort of mile in Aspaklaya She'einah Me'ira that you don't have, and Moshe Rabbeinu could do both. He could do both Aspaklaya Me'ira and Aspaklaya She'einah Me'ira. What's the mile of a lower diagram of Nevuah? Another Nekuda that I'd like to think about is as follows. The Ikri Emuna, a little bit of Kula Alma, whether it's Ikrim, not Ikrim, but a little bit of Kula Alma, it's true. We believe in the Vua. That's one of the Ikri Emuna. We also believe that Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is, you know, there's like Kom Kimoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of Nevuah. And nobody can be like him. Now, there's a technical reason for it, and that we've spoken about a few times on Shabbos mornings especially, that the technical reason is, if there could be other Nevuas like Moshe Rabbeinu, so then you would always have a possibility, Chas Hashem, being Seisoteris Moshe. So that if Moshe Rabbeinu said this, and another Navi gets up, and he says something else. So Mechatesu believe him. Believe Yeshayahu said not. So in order to prevent anybody from upsetting Teres Moshe, there's only one Navi like Moshe, and everybody else's Nevuah comes Mikoyach Moshe's Nevuah, and B'meila it's already there's no steer. In other words, it's like the Constitution and laws. Constitution is the standard, and everything else has to measure up to it. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is the standard, and everybody else, that's mitzad inyone emuna and deis, that's very, very appropriate. But I'd like to understand mitzad the teichin. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every person the ability to become a tzaddik. The ultimate. There is no kfira when I say that Ploini is a bigger tzaddik than Moshe Rabbeinu. It may be absurd logically, but it certainly doesn't say any place that a person can't be a bigot tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no such ikur in any place. You know, every person can be as big as tzaddik. In Nevuah, everybody has an enforced limitation, and Moshe Rabbeinu is bigger. It's hard to believe that just for the technicality, Shaboy. I'd like to try to understand mitzad de mahalach. Nevu is a perfection of a person. Nevu is a madrega where a person, it's a direct and closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's sitkas in a certain sense. So why is it that the tsura of the madregas is that only Moshe Rabbeinu has that darga, and all of the Nevi'im have, he can't come to that darga? It's an impossibility. Why is it different than being a Talmud Chacham? A person can be a bigger Talmud Chacham than Moshe Rabbeinu. That says, whatever Chazal meant, that he was Cholosh Daitei when he saw Rabbi Akiva, and so on. We'll try to understand that inyan of Nevuah Smaish Aspakah Mira versus Aspakah Sheni Mira. I want to understand the parasha here as coming in two phases, two stages, and I want to understand each phase separately. Reb Tzadok's Hezbeh is in terms of the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened. He says that the putting Moshe Rabbeinu into the Nikvas Hatzur was a pchina of returning a person to the matzav that he is when he's an uber. It says that when an uber is mei imoy, he's eichel v'sheise mashimoy is eichel v'sheise, Chazal say, and the Gemara Nida, and it says that a malach teaches him kolatayra, and there's a ner dolak al roishay v'roya misayfa oylam at sayfay. So Reb Tzadok explains that is a tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga that is only possible. It says, and as soon as he's born, the malach comes and he's mishakeach it. It says that he's soysal piv and he's mishakeach it. So the Baba Mai says about the thing on the lip. The Maral explains it. And let's try to understand that hezba. I mean, why is a malach? Why is it soysal piv? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga comes in different dargas. And the sheirish of all anhagas is the anhaga of Hashem Echad, that everything is one, and all the bits and the pieces of the bria are really kus, and they're all shayach to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and there's nothing separate from ritzonai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a hasaga and a tfisa that is not shayach to a person in this world. Again, not because we can't learn enough to get there, whatever it is. By definition, being a chelik of Olam Hazeh means that you don't have that tfisa. That tfisa is a tfisa that's not shayach to this world. It's a tfisa that's only shayach, like it says, Achri kichles hakoil, and Hashem olach b'terem kol and achri kichlis hakoil. It's a hasogan a tfisa that shayach b'terem kol and achri kichlis hakoil. As long as there's within the bubble that's called the bria, there is no tfisa of like that. And be'etzem, the person is already not shayach. It's not shayach to that. Let's give a mashal. Just as a lasavas oizen, a person dreams something, and in his dream he has a very clear understanding of something, and something makes a lot of sense. He has a certain scene and makes a lot of sense, and then the person wakes up, and he thinks about it. If he remembers it. And the thing doesn't begin to make sense. The logic's not logic. The events are not events. The whole thing is like a mismatched bunch of pieces. So our understanding of it is there's a world of understanding of dreams, and on that Dargah's made a lot of sense. As a sober, wake person, it doesn't begin to make sense. The same thing a person sometimes a shaker, but a shaker is more part of this. But in a dream it happens especially. Person doesn't make sense in the kalim of this world and with the tefisa of this world. Those pieces don't make any sense. They have nothing to do with it. Sometimes you see it's like in the dream it's like Hainu Hach, and then you wake up and say Hainu Hach what? I mean it's just a mad bunch of things stuck together with no rhyme or reason. So within the Metzias, the Akadosh Baruch Hu's Amitus is Shayach only when a person is not in this world, and that's why. The first thing, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Har'eini Nos Kvedecha. Har'eini Nos Kvedecha means Re'iya is a tfisa, a this world tfisa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will show you the tfisa, but it's not going to be when you're part of this world. You're going to be in the Nikras HaTzur, and it will be Sosum. Reb Tzadik says he will be brought back to the matziv of a uber beyerech imo. When you're beyerech imo, you're not yet part of this world. The Maral explains, and we can add. The Maral says, what's the stir al piv that the malach does? That's the koyach hadibur of Adam. As soon as a person, the first thing a person does to show his life is he begins to cry. Koyach HaDibur it switches from an understanding that's Lamailo Midibur, where it's possible to tear everything as one, to an understanding that comes from the world of Diburim, where there's Dova Dova Lefanov. Everything needs to be in its place, everything needs to be sectioned, everything needs to be defined, and there's no Tfis and Havana of Hashem Echad when it has to be broken down. So why is Tzadik Viraloi? Why is Rashi V'Toivloi? Each piece, when it has to be broken to pieces, that Tfisa falls. You can add also, that's the chat why a Malach does it. In other words, the first Darga, the first day is Yom Echad, the second day is no longer Echad because of Malachim. In other words, the person's, as soon as it goes one Darga lower than being in that world, then it's and he comes into the malach, then that is mishakechet. The malach, once the world is the second day of the world where there's already malachim, and once a person needs to translate things in koyach hadibur, that understanding falls apart, not shayach anymore. That's the where Adam loses it. In order to deherit, in order to understand it, that's the only possibility for a person to understand it. It was a person that's matzav. Al Yohanavi was the Nixat Sur. There was, any time you have that type of Tfisa and Havana, it's only possible when you're not in this world. That's what he told him. He told him, you're going to, I will do it, but Loisucha Liris is Panayim, and we'll see a second on the word Liris, Kiloyer Ani Adam V'choy. You're not going to, this is not going to be with a tefis of re'ia, because it's not shayach to an adam as a chai. So it's shayach either before a person lives or after he lives. Like it says, Chazal says lo yadal v'choy, but afterwards it's shayach. In other words, the tefis of the hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only shayach before or after. With kol zman a person is a part of this world, it's not shayach to him. The other side of it. So Luchura, we deherit as kind of a lower darga. We deherit as, okay, so in this world where we're stuck, we're kind of less, and so on and so forth. But it's not true. The Ikrim says it, and it's interesting, the Goyin in Kunazar also says it. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reit Kishichas Amcha, and Moshe Rabbeinu hurries down, and he says, and he saw that you know, how bad they are, and he threw the luchas down and broke them. So they ask, well, let's understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, there is not an Eidus Neman more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they're worshipping Avodah Zarah, Moshe Rabbeinu should have taken and thrown the luchas down straight. Why did he wait till he came down? I mean, if he felt he didn't deserve the luchas once they did Avodah Zarah, or he was upset, he should have thrown right away. So the Ikrim says, Nagoyin says, Mipchinas, in other words, the Seichel Adam, Tfisas Adam, and then there is, from the world of Midas, let's call it, or Hispalus. Hispalus means that the person's Klei HaMaisa are affected by it. That's the word Hispael means as follows. Toal is doing, action, activity, and it's most basic, like Poalim, or like Paul and Diktuk. Hispael means your Koach HaAsiya became turned on by something else. So a person's Hispalus works through the eyes only. In other words, Seichel itself in a person is also in a bubble. That's the Metzias of Seichel Adam. The person's Seichel is enclosed in a bubble, and as such, it's also part of that world that's Mufrif in this world. It's also the Uberberg Emo, so to speak. And when something triggers the Koyach Asiya of the person, that the trigger is Re'iya. Shmiya goes to the Seichel. Shmiya doesn't connect the person so much to the Maisa. Re'iya, and that's what the Ikrim says, as the Goyin says, he believed that Kadosh Baruch Hu. There wasn't a shail of that. But we need that the Koyach HaSiya should kick in. The Hispalus comes from Koyach HaRe'iya. Koyach HaRe'iya is kosher to this world, and I can tell a person an idea that is abstract and not shaykh to this world. It's shaykh through limud, through dibur and shmir, to have such a type of transferring, like you know, you melamed maisa brachos and to echad and so on. Re'iya is only shaykh to things that are shaykh to this world by definition. So re'iya is a more concrete, more solid of the chushim, and that's why it's more vivid, and it ma'ir the koyach of hispalus in a person. So the Ikrim says, when Moshe saw it, that's where it got turned on. You have the same halacha l'moshel by dayanim. If a dayan hears two edim coming along and saying, Reuven killed Shimon, they have to believe him and paskin like him, and there's no reason not to believe him. And yet, they're kosher to be done, because we say that even though two edim got up and described how he terribly murdered somebody, the person has still got a fair hearing. If they saw it, even though there's makom lodin on the inyan with other limud ischus, obviously we're not talking about denying that he killed him, but it was this way, that way, the other way, we say that they're puzzled because they can't see ischus, and it says vitzilus aida by Ritzicha specifically. In other words, koyach hare'iya affects the person in a way that yediyah and shmir doesn't affect the person. There's a pasuk in Koheles. It says that the umakishroin lebaleho ki imre ois enov. The pasuk is. It says that the Mosika Erle Nayim and Umakishin Lebaleo Kim Rois Einov. So the Pashto Pshat, the Pasik, would be that a person needs to deal with the things that he sees. Rashi says that Kaviyochel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get out of this world? The Nachas Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Rois Einov Kaviyochel. In other words, the ability to. The display of something in the Olam HaMaisa is called Re'ois Einov. So when a person comes down, When a person deals with the metzias, that's called ra'is einav. Ein l'dayim ha'shenav ra'is. There's the halacha that you sit and learn baba metzia and with the k'tzais. And then there's a dayan seeing a certain case. That's what the guy says, emeslamita, and so on. In the world of ma'isa, ra'is einayim is the only thing that makes a difference. The person is affected by what he knows and understands only when he experiences it in this world, only when he at least sees it in this world, when he lives through it. 100 Musa Shmuzin don't give a person the sense of having lived through it. So Moshe Rabbeinu knows B'diyah Gemurah, they were Oivet Avodah Zarah, and Mamish terrible, and when he sees it is when the Shvira takes place. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, it's going to be in two phases. The first phase is that I'm going to pass by you in a matziv that you're completely sosum, that you're back in Uber, that you're not part of this world, you're not high anymore, you're buried. You're either in Uber before or a mace that's bekivri afterwards. That's when I pass by. Kol tuvi lefanecha, ani avi kol tuvi alponecha, and it's called alponecha. Yeshaya said, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei, it's ram v'nisa. It's far away. Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, ani avi kol tuvi alponecha, it's going to go by you. It's going to be as imminent as can be, because you're not part of this world. That's why it can happen. And then he tells him, but re'iya you can't have. And he says, it says Kesher Shel Tefillin Her L'Moshe. The Kesher Shel Tefillin is the chelek that is mekasha. Tefillin itself is a crown, it's a pe'er. A crown, by definition, is above the person. It's something more than the person. It's malchus on the person, etc. The kesher is where it connects to the person. And like it's very famous, it's explained that the place that the kesher shel tefillin is supposed to be is the nekuda where the moach and the shidra, the spine and the brain connect. In other words, the spine is the olam ha'maisa, and the brain is above the olam ha'maisa. At the nekuda of connection, that's the kesher shel tefillin. So there is there's the inyan of tfisa above re'iya, a tfisa that is an otherworldly tfisa that is shayach. That's the first step. You need to have that in the way it's possible, and then becomes kosher downwards to the rest of it. That's the pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu's shleimus, that is aspaklaria mi'ira and aspaklaria sheini mi'ira. It's not the pshat. It's not aspaklaria ha-mi'ira and enemira is not perfect imperfect. Let's give an example. I won't try to be sharp on this point. When a person learns to be an engineer, l'mashal, so there are two dagas of limuda. There's a limud in abstract. What is the amount of steel that's needed to support a floor of this and this weight? And that one limut, and that's an abstract. It exists only in the world of pure physics. Then there's a limut in the world of metzias. Most steel tends to have some imperfections. You can't discount the fact that there might have been this in it. You have to take into account that sometimes the floor is weighed with something else that it shouldn't be weighed with. Sometimes there's the sun that affects it. Sometimes the wind affects it. There's a whole world of limudim that they don't have the precision and the purity that the abstract darga has, but to build a building that stands up in our world, you need to bring it into our world. Aspaklaria mi'ira and aspaklaria sheni imira are the chibur of pure deya and olam ha'maisa. It's not an imperfect form of nevuah. It's a perfect form of nevuah within this context. And they too have to come together. In other words, there's the darga of purity, aspaklaya mi'ira, And that's the Aleph. But lo yir ani adam v'choy, in the mitzvahs that we call chayim, there is no, it's not shayach to that. And we need to deher to be teifis das baklaria she'ena meira. And that's the difference between why there's only one Moshe Rabbeinu aspaklaria meira, because in aspaklaria she'ena meira, there is an infinite variety of aspaklaria she'ena meiras. Every knage in the world, every imperfection, which is, you know, a marabu masecha, every single one has a different knesset. So just like in emunas and deis, the yud gimel ikrim is one. The musa shmuzen are an infinite. Every person has a slightly different musa shmuz. Every person has a slightly different nekud has to be addressed in those inyanim. So the spaklai it says no tu neviim aminabe besignin echad. That's the pshat. They are. Because every Navi is coming from a certain point, no two Navim come. In this world, everyone's coming from a different Nekuda. But in the Sheirish of it, there's only one. So Moshe B'Torah Aspaklaria Meira is one Nekuda. Moshe Shleimus, his own Shleimus, is Shayach only in that second part of Arisa Sachorai. So he has also the Koi, there's the Zeh, and Moshe also has the Koi because there's a mile of Koi. Koi has itself a mile in this world. And all the Vim were just, each one was a different signan to bring out the koi, because you couldn't have one person bring out all the kois. Every single time, every tkufa, every shevet, every event has its own koi amar Hashem. First of all, it's in the tfisa and the havana of life, of our life. Is very much mushrish in it. And it's important to understand the two tkufis. In a tkufa where a person is still a pchina of uba b'yerech imay, in a tkufa when a person is still dedicating much of his time and effort to sit and learn, and to grow and to become a ben Torah, so letting in any part of the world is destructive. Because it automatically, Torah itself is tohar. It's Yiras Hashem is tohira. There's any time the person, in terms of the sheirishtik atfis of the world, an uber must see the world misayfei at soifei in one scope. If he sees the world in pieces, then the picture he sees is a bad picture. And he never had that snapshot of a picture that he should relate to. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Nikras HaTzur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavik Kol Tuvi Lefanov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed the entirety of Ashkacha by him. But that's a tfisa, that's the Sheirish for the Adam. And a person that doesn't have that tfisa has nothing to build on. If there wouldn't be an aspaklaria meira to be the sheirish of what's right, or our standard to measure everything up against, then the whole binyan would collapse. A builder who has a lot of practical information, make the columns a little thicker, make the beams a little wider. Those are kind of rule of the thumb things. That they don't. There's no chachma behind it, and it can't last because I have no way to shtel tzu. I have no way to be oimed on ikker and tuffel. It becomes a hodgepodge of superstitions, knowledge, mistakes. Who knows what? So the sheirish of a person's development is only Torah, only emes, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to compromise with the world around, because the world around us is not part of it. The sheirish in a person's das. The sheirish of emes is pure, unadulterated, and all-encompassing. That's the hallmark of that. But makishrein, the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is the ra'oyis einayim. how the thing plays out within the bubble that we call the world. How does that emes play out in every piece of the Olam HaMaisa? And that, by definition, is always going to be problematic. It's always imperfect. It's always Eina Me'ira, because I'm taking a ray of light and playing it against the surface. The surface has a color to it, it absorbs some of the light, it's irregular, it plays back some of the light, it has a shape, and the light goes stopped in some places. When the light comes up against the pieces in the world, it automatically receives imperfections. But that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The tachlis of the Bria is that the world, in its imperfections and in its pieces, be moved by it. A person, and I don't want to emphasize another nakuda here. A person, when he's in a pure matzav, like when he's in the formative years, and he has yeshiva and so on, so the person is sitting and learning, and he deheres the possibility of being good on a very perfect level. And that's a standard. And it's right. A person who's cold, he's sitting and learning and doesn't have many other things to do, should not have many other things to do, and things can be done al tzad yoseh tov. The person comes into real life and things fail. He's nichshel. And it's devastating. And the person using a sfaklaya me'ira as the marker fails himself. And even if he gives himself a passing grade, a 65 is not a great mark for somebody who's to straight hundreds. And the person doesn't dare that there's any point to it. But when a person faced real life and came up against the real wall and got really banged up by it, there's a tfisa and a havana and a yediyah, there's a ra'oise naim, that when you first time you saw avodah zarah and it hit you in your face, there's a hispalus that you never had when you sat and learned the Musa Seder. And even 100 Musa Starim sitting and learning about the evils of this world doesn't come to the shock of actually seeing it. And a person has to look for things, but the experiences that a person experiences is the Ra'oise Naim of a person, and those are the things that are, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The whole perfection for us now was a Hachana, to be able to deal with the things in a way where we understand what we're experiencing it, and we're despoiled from it. When we understand how bad of a desire is, and when we see it, that shocks us. It's the chibur, the kesha tefillin, is the chibur of a guf that's in tune to the seichel. And the guf pulls back. When somebody sees something frightening, and he's horrified, and his body trembles, freezes, or whatever, it's the idea that this is bad, and it's the goofs banging into it that creates that type of reaction, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I was also thinking, it's interesting, when we mekabel Om Malchus Shemayim, there's two phases. When a person says Shema Yisrael, a person has to close his eyes so that the world doesn't distract him. And then we have to lay there with tzitzis, and when it says Re'isa Meisam, we have to look at it. You have to have your eyes open then and look at the tzitzis. The schartem for the mitzvahs in this world is by Re'iyah Dafka. In other words, the forming of the core of Amuna happens when a person when a person shuts himself out of this world and is kolkuloi focused on the emes of Hashem Echot. And that's only shayach when a person is matzav uber, when a person is not connected to this world. But the avoda takes place when the person's re'iyah is, when the person is opens his eyes, and the person needs, the person holds on to our Kadosh Baruch Hu dafka by seeing something, not by shutting his eyes, by looking at the tzitzis. It's important that we learn to use both sets, both phases. And the truth is, it also should be part of a person's life, all his life. Tefillah should be a bubble, learning should be a bubble, There are during a person's day, if it's a Torah day, it's meant to include many bubbles. A person should understand that in order for him to be an Eved Hashem meaningfully, he needs to create moments of and years of being shut in and being closed off and they're hearing only the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. The world is an obstruction to it, informing the pure Havana and Tfisa of what's Toiv. The world around is an obstruction to it. And then a person has to say, avoid this dafka in a place where the experience is hidden, where the purity of what he prepared becomes diluted or threatened to become diluted, that the person comes up with his aspeklaya's enemir anymore, the person has to struggle with it's when a person is sitting and learning Chavis al Vavashah B'tochen or Madregas Adam and he understands only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zonim and Finest and so on, that's a tfisa that's emis, but it's a tfisa that's not meaningful to the person. The person fools himself into thinking that his real Baal B'tochen. And when a person hits real life and he has to risk losing a job because it's bad, it's not these nichshol, there are problems there, whether it's in emes or in kedusha or in whatever area, the person invariably will be messed up someplace. Even just the fact that he doubts, the fact that for a lot of people the shock is that the emes they knew is all of a sudden wavering. Maybe I should cut a corner or two. In that niche, in that kishalon, a person deheres the emes of what he learned before in a way that's so vivid that affects his guf, his klimaisen. And that's the Ratzon Hashem. A Ratzon that the core of a person is a spakal she'enim ira, and a vividness and a sense of it that even the spakal she'enim ira, it still shines through all the imperfections.
Moshe, the one that was only able to get.
I didn't say why Moshe. I said there can be only one person that has that. That's the Mitzvah of Aspakai Mira. There's only one Aspakai.